On the air, everywhere, the world's automotive superstation, automotiveradionetwork.com.
America's auto enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. We're live from coast to coast, all across North America and around the world via the internet. Thank you very much for joining us here on the broadcast. We've got an exciting show lined up for you in this hour. We're going to be joined by the legendary Gail Banks, who's standing by in an hour number two of the program, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations. We're going to be joined by an editor from Edmunds.com, who's going to be telling us about a couple of different important stories in the automotive world. All throughout the hour, don't be a stranger. You can contact us via our toll-free line at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or reach out via the email, bob@boblongradio.com. Once again, it's bob@boblongradio. Well, one of my favorite guys is standing by here. Let's go to the Auto World guest lines. This gentleman is an automotive legend as far as I'm concerned. He's also one of the nicest guys in the business. His company has been around since 1958, and certainly the legacy and technological leadership of Gail Banks Engineering in the automotive aftermarket is unquestioned. When you stop and think of all the different divisions that makes up Banks Performance today, including Banks Power, Banks Technology, and Banks Powertrain, Gail's work with the Department of Defense and all the cool stuff that he's doing with racing and in other areas. This gentleman is always on the forefront of technology and, again, always one of my favorite guys to talk to. Right now, we're getting ready for the Pikes Peak event, which is going to be happening tomorrow, and Gail Banks and Banks Engineering is going to be participating in that event and to tell us all about the latest with the company and the Pikes Peak run. It's my pleasure to welcome the legendary Gail Banks to Auto World. Gail, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Great to be with you.
Thank you so much, my friend. Well, give us the latest with Pikes Peak. I've been covering it here on Auto World over the last few weeks, and certainly have been covering all the different interviews that you've been doing leading up to the run tomorrow. You guys have just an amazing truck built for this event. Tell our listeners all across North America about this specific truck, Gail.
I wanted to go upsize on some of my diesel foolishness, and I decided last year here at Pikes Peak, I was running with Paul Dallenbach. We had turbocharged his SB1 NASCAR style engine that he had in a Lola chassis, kind of a purpose-built repurposing, I should say, of a road race car to Pikes Peak. And we had virtually the fastest car on the mountain. It was, I had put the thing on methanol and twin turbo, 1,402 horsepower. The power-to-weight ratio was astounding. But what I was doing is working on high-altitude turbocharging, coming up with one of my Sidewinder turbo packages for the Humvees, which are, at the time, were being used in Afghanistan pretty extensively. And those things have been up-armored and virtually doubled their weight. They're around 15,000 pounds, and the Army is asking us to test at 18 to 19,000 pounds, so they need something more, and we had come up with a turbo system and an exhaust brake system because they also need more brakes. But I needed to test at high altitude, and the number I was given was 14,000 feet, so I immediately thought about, hey, let's go do something at Pikes Peak and develop the turbos on a racer. So now those things are deployed. The Navy first, and there'll be other services using our upgrades upcoming. But through my career, I've always taken new problems, new engines, new vehicles, and found the limits of those OE designs through racing, whether it be Bonneville or offshore marine racing or world-class river racing or drag racing. Spin them hard, starve them for oil, over-temp them, do whatever you can think of to destroy the integrity of the engine, and thereby find the limits of the design. It's a pretty practical way of doing it. We've been lucky because we set records and win events all through my career. It's pretty gratifying. And hopefully tomorrow we set a new record with this Freightliner semi owned by Mike Ryan. And we've done something very radical with this Freightliner in that I took a concept I had done for the Navy, which is a super turbo, to get their boats on top real quick, these being the special forces boats. I did a supercharger and two turbochargers on a 7-liter V8 engine that we sell. Boy, that thing blew the boats right on top, and you could get the hell out of Dodge, especially if somebody's shooting at you.
Yeah.
So, same thing with the Humvees. So this year, I was here last year, and I reacquainted myself with Mike Ryan. He is a stunt driver, stunt coordinator, and special vehicle, movie vehicle builder. He's a legend. He's the best. You'll see him in Fast and Furious 6, but you actually won't see him. You just see him destroy stuff.
Yeah.
But on the mountain, this mountain is the most dangerous racing event I know of in the world. You're going from 9,400 feet of altitude to 14,110 feet of altitude in 12.42 miles. So you're going a vertical mile,
yeah.
12.42 miles. This year, it is all paved. It, of course, for decades, it was all dirt.
Yeah.
And it's drawn racers from around the world, road race types. So we've got, it used to be called America's Mountain. And I think now it's the world's mountain.
Yes.
So we've got this Freightliner semi-tractor. Of course, we're not pulling the trip. And it's got a Detroit Diesel 60 series marine engine in it, originally made 825 horsepower. And with my super turbo setup on it, and then I kind of overlay the, I kick in kind of an afterburner, which is a methanol injection I call straight shot.
Oh, great.
It makes 2,400 horsepower. we kicked on the straight shot, and it's up to 2,800 horsepower. Redlining it at 2,700 RPM, and these big engines just turn slowly. We're making right at 5,000 pound-feet of torque.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God, yeah.
That
just
is a
hang
boatload.
Hang on and shut up, you know?
I've got your...
Yeah. So
I love the tagline that you've got, go big or go home.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. This truck, and it's on this weekend and maybe into next week, we've got on BanksPower.com, we've got everything that involves the building of the truck. And I just put a video, I think it went up last night, about 6 minutes on how we build it, and a little demonstration at Irwindale Raceway where we were running it on the half-mile track and then
that's right. Hold that thought, Gail. We'll be right back with lots more. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Want to
to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
The race day is coming up tomorrow, June 30th at Pikes Peak 2013. We have the legendary Gail Banks telling us all about this Freightliner that he has put together. Banks Power is going to be there with this amazing rig, and Gail has been telling us all about it. And Gail, before that hard network break, you were telling us about the video that you put up last night about the build of this amazing power plant with more than 500 pound-feet of torque. And folks can check that out right at BanksPower.com.
Yes, they can, and it's 5,000 pound-feet of torque. I know that's kind of sick and wrong, but
that's right.
You know, it's very unexpected. I took a concept I did on some engines for the Navy, using a supercharger to boost the boat out of the hole, and then switching over to the turbo for high speed, and kind of takes the supercharger offline. And we applied that. I said to Mike Ryan last year on the mountain, you know, you blow a lot of smoke. He has a twin turbo, compounded turbo setup on there like guys do on tractor pulls. And if you've been to a tractor pull, you see a lot of smoke in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's, you know, that's horsepower in the air. That's fuel that they didn't use in the engine. And, you know, if I inject fuel in the engine, God intends me to use it there.
Right.
So it's kind of not a secret. Everybody knows that's fuel you didn't use. Also, these compound turbo setups are kind of slow to respond. On Pikes Peak, in 12.4 miles, you make 156 turns. So there's not a lot of straightaways.
Amazing.
And, you know, you need to get it off the turn. So what I've done is he, last year, was coming off the turns and just laying a huge cloud of smoke, kind of lazy off the turns, and enough smoke to blot out the sun. And I said to him, I'd like to work with you and take this concept from my Navy Marine engines and use it on your Detroit diesel in that Freightliner.
Yeah.
And he says, okay, let's do it. So he had a tour for about 8 months with the truck, and then he gave it to me for the last 4 months, and we kind of built this 8.3 liter per rev screw supercharger feeding a turbocharger. It's so big we call it Kong.
Mm-hmm.
And and kind of overlaid it all with this straight shot methanol injection system we've been using, and which reduces emissions, gives you mileage, and in this case adds 400 horsepower when you switch it on. And that is automatically done by our injection controller. But the point is this, if you're real high in the air, you don't have a lot of oxygen, and we want to cool the air down that we've compressed in that supercharger and turbocharger, so there's more air density, more oxygen per cubic foot of air that the engine pumps, and we can mix fuel with it and make power. Supercharger, there's no smoke. Yesterday we were testing on the middle section of the course, and that takes you up into these switchbacks. It looks like you're going up the face of a cliff. It's so steep.
Wow.
And 180 degree turn repeatedly. And he comes off the, well, first of all, when he left the line, starts clocking on that section of the course, we run these big Michelin super single tires on the back that made for us with racing rubber. He laid 225 feet of black track off his tires.
Oh, wow.
On the start. And then a guy last night, we were having Fan Fest in downtown Colorado Springs, and guy comes up and shows me a picture he took of Mike coming off of one of the turns.
Uh-huh.
And it's nothing but tire smoke. He's lighting them up coming off the turns. He's got
that much throttle
response. So instead of diesel smoke, we've turned it into tire smoke, and hopefully we'll set a new record this year.
Oh, I have no doubt that you will with this super turbo technology and all the great work that you've done with this particular truck. And Mike Ryan is certainly, like you say, a legendary guy, and I don't think you could have a better guy behind the wheel.
I have to tell you, the in-car videos or in-truck videos of Mike driving this thing is like a guy in a tux and tail sitting down at a grand piano and effortlessly putting out the most beautiful music. And that's what Mike does. It's like he's a concert master. I mean, his feet are moving, his hands are moving, he's shifting, he's breaking.
Yeah.
And it all looks effortless. The guy is really a great driver.
You know, that is so true. I've had the opportunity to ride alongside some great legendary drivers like Bob Bondurant and Mario Andretti. And when you drive with these guys, they're going very fast, but they're doing it, like you say, so effortlessly, so easily. It's like they're out on a Sunday drive.
Exactly. And we fired this for the first time last Thursday. We took it over to Irwindale Raceway Thursday and Friday. And, you know, we started sorting it out. A lot of new stuff. So he goes into the infield and drifts the damn truck. I mean, drifts it, throws it sideways. They had the drifting course set up in the infield, and he went and used up two sets of tires drifting the darn thing. You know, it's got a buddy seat in it, so you can go for a ride.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Yeah.
Certainly, you know, being a Freightliner, just looking at pictures of the truck here, you know, it is not exactly what one would consider when they think of a racing machine when it comes to aerodynamics, but this truck, I can just tell by the way it's been tailored and with the big wing spoiler on the back that there's been a lot of attention to aerodynamics.
Yeah, and that big wing is to force those rear tires down. We're still spinning them, but give them more bite off the... It's a kind of a hindrance at the top end of the straightaway, but it really helps coming off the turns. So we've also done a couple of clever things with my straight shot injection system. We repurposed it to spray. I've got five nozzles fogging the air-to-air intercooler on the outside surface, so it really chills down the air a lot more, and gives us that density we need going into the engine to mix fuel with. And the last thing is, we've solved his power problem. I mean, and we've solved his response problem. Now we're using my injection system, one nozzle at each brake rotor, It's got disc brakes all the way around on this truck.
Cool. Hang with
us, Gail. They're massive.
When we come back on the other side, I got to hear about this braking system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. All you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bob Long, still getting over a little bit of a cold here, so pardon me if my voice isn't quite up to par, but we're having a great time here with Gail Banks. We were scheduled to be joined by Corvette Mike Vietro, but we're going to put Corvette Mike on the shelf for a week or so because I'm having so much fun and we're getting such a great response to Gail here on the broadcast. Lots of emails coming in at bob@boblongradio.com, and don't be afraid to pick up the call and get the opportunity here to speak to the legendary Gail Banks. All you have to do is dial us up at our toll-free line from anywhere, and I mean anywhere in North America, and that toll-free line is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Also, if you're listening online at GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com, feel free to chime in and say hello to the legendary Gail Banks as well. And Gail, before that break there, you were telling us about the very innovative braking technology that you've integrated into this Pikes Peak run vehicle with an amazing diesel power plant putting out more than 5,000 pound feet of torque and an incredible amount of horsepower. Tell us a little bit more about this unique braking system that you're integrated into the vehicle.
Well, we tried to put bigger brakes on it. Last year, he lost the brakes near the top and spun. Luckily, there's probably 12.4 miles. There's probably a quarter of a mile of intermittent safety barrier, Armco. He was up in the W, is what the switchbacks are, and spun the truck into the rail. And God must be looking over Mike Ryan. Anyhow, he did not go over the edge. He gathered it back up, and he finished the run with no brakes and broke his own record. So,
wow.
But, you know, now I've got this thing going way faster in the straights and coming off the turns harder, and that 2,800 horsepower, when I've got my, my methanol system on, it just accelerates like a bandit. So we decided if we can't put bigger brakes on it because it won't fit inside the wheels, that's a problem for another day. We repurposed one of my methanol injection systems, that straight shot I was telling you about, and put a nozzle inside of each brake hat. That's the center of the rotor on the disc brakes. These have air channels inside of the rotor that radiate out, and the thing's actually a big air pump, and that helps it cool the brakes. But we're putting a lot of energy, and when he gets to the end of the straight and nails the brakes, he's moving his 10,200-pound vehicle. So when he hits the pedal, we turn on the system, and we can regulate how much cooling. We've got a microprocessor control on this thing that we've worked up. And we kind of keep the brakes around 1,100 degrees Fahrenheit rather than up into the stratosphere, you know, 1,600, 1,800 degrees, which just kills them. So Andy tells me it really works. He's able to go deeper into the turns now. Come off the turns with the super turbo setup real hard. His straightaway speeds are greater than Ben. And in testing yesterday, we were on that segment, that middle segment, we were breaking his last year best test time substantially. So if everything holds together, which is always the caveat, there's always that 1 or 2% that can go wrong, but I'm pretty confident we're going to set a new record tomorrow. By the way, I on my Duramax powered pickup, I put this system in, put it on the dyno, and hooked it up to my emissions equipment. We have a full certified emissions lab, just like the manufacturers do. And you turn this thing on, it reduces the NOx. And I immediately went, what's going on here? I'm able to advance the timing and under cruise conditions get way better fuel economy and do it its emissions legal. So we're plus on a stock engine. This one's an earlier one making 360 horsepower. We could pick up as much as 170 horsepower additional with that thing on. And it's just, this is, to me, and I've been doing this is my 55th year.
Wow.
This stuff, this straight shot water meth setup is the automotive equivalent of crack. Now, I've only heard about crack. I haven't used it, but I know once you do use it, you want to use it all the time.
Yeah.
But this is a lot safer. The unfortunate deal here with being in automotive performance, as I've always been, is there's no 12-step program for me to get off.
I know the feeling.
Oh, you too. I know.
So, Gail, tell us a little bit more about the runs yesterday. So you were very pleased with the results.
Yeah, when you've got tires that are about 14 inches wide and they've got sticky racing rubber, Michelin makes the fronts and the rears with straight out race rubber, but a conventional truck tread, which is good because sometimes you're in a run and it might rain, it might snow, it might sleet.
Yeah.
I mean, every afternoon we have a weather event up here at the top of the mountain. So, you know, this thing, as I said earlier, leaving the line yesterday, he laid down 225 feet of rubber. We got a video of that. That's going to go up on BanksPower.com because we got a video from behind the truck. I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen the pattern on the ground. I know what that looks like. But what I put up last night is about a six-minute piece. It's probably on our YouTube site, but you can click on it on my website as well.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing a series of lectures at the NHRA Museum at the Fairplex in Pomona, California. This is Wally Parks started this, and it's a beautiful facility.
Yeah.
And there's a 3,000 square foot Banks exhibit in there, and in it is Wally Parks' garage. And that's the set on which I'm doing a whole explanation. I'm doing 6 one-hour videos in the museum, and the museum's putting them online. We're putting them out on Banks Power. I'm explaining the whole process of what we're doing in this vehicle, all about air density machines, superchargers, turbochargers, intercoolers, cold air systems like we do ram air systems for the street trucks. But I've got a whole new way of evaluating the cylinder head and valve timing. About 7 years ago, I got a patent on what I'm teaching right now. guys that are into engines, watch these videos. And there's nothing commercial about these videos. This is me just doing my teacher thing. But I think most guys will, out of every one of these one-hour pieces, will learn things they did not know before. And after I do each one, I ask the audience, and oh, by the way, I've done three of them. I do my fourth one Wednesday. I've doubled my audience every time. So the word's getting out locally in Southern California that, hey, Banks might be an old man now. He's got some new tricks, you know, the old dog.
Old man, far from it. When we come back on the other side, I want to talk to you a little bit more about your legendary career, and we'll continue to talk about Pikes Peak 2013. Race day is tomorrow. Don't go away. You're listening to Auto World.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. One of my favorite guys in the automotive world joins us live here. He is at Pikes Peak getting ready for the big race day tomorrow. He is the legendary Gale Banks, who's been telling us about this amazing truck that he's put together. 2,800 horsepower, more than 5,000 pound-feet of torque. And tomorrow's the big day. And Gale, I know my good friend and yours, Adam Carolla, has called you the godfather of turbocharging, and certainly that is so true. I mean, you must be so pleased to see the work being done with Ford, with their EcoBoost technology, and so many other manufacturers going back to diesels and also going back to the turbocharging that you were preaching about in the 1980s.
Yeah, that's a point. You know, we first started turbocharging in 1964. I got to diesel around 1978 because of the fuel crunch we had in 73 and diesel's inherent fuel efficiency. But Ford, I used to teach this stuff at General Motors Institute. I do a 40-hour graduate-level seminar for engine designers and specific to turbocharged engines. And I had a guy, I had open enrollment at General Motors Institute. They allowed me to do that. So I had Ford guys and Chrysler guys and guys designing diesel cruise missiles and, you know, all types of students. And I taught in a lecture hall there at the Institute, which today is called Kettering Institute. And my classes would be 490 people. Mm-hmm. So the bottom line is I infected a lot of minds on turbocharging, and I lasted at 1980, so that's 33 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was preaching back then, let's do some small engines so they're economical, and then just turbo the snot out of them when you need it, when you want the power. And the rest of the time, you got fuel economy. Well, turbos are expensive, and cast iron was cheaper, so they continued to build big cubic inch engines, with the exception of Volvo. We did the prototype for Volvo on the 244. And Buick, they discontinued their V8 about 1977 and went to straight V6s for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted a turbocharge, and I helped them with a pace car program in 77. And by 1980, 81, we had built the prototype of what would become the Buick Grand National. So, but those were, Volvo kept turbocharging until today. I think the production started in 1980. Bottom line, a lot of the guys that were in there really believed in what I was saying, even though it was not practical financially to do it at the time. But today it is, because the fuel economy is being forced by the federal government, and in the state of California, they have their own angle on it. And I'm, you know, a resident of California. So, bottom line, I had done a lot of work through the 80s with Buick on turbocharging their stuff. And one of the guys that was in my class in 80 became the director of forced induction at Ford Motor Company. And some years ago, I did a dyno chart from him on a 3.5 liter V6. And it's making some pretty substantial power. Back in the day, a 3.8 liter Buick in the Grand National was making, advertised, about 280 horsepower. In reality, they were sandbagging. It was well over 300. But these dyno curves I got from my buddy at Ford, kind of back door, he sends me an email and he says, look at these dyno curves. We had a little 3.5 V6 were twin turboing, and isn't this better than you did at Buick? He was just niggling me a bit.
Yeah.
And I kind of went back at him and I said, don't tell me you're actually going to produce turbocharged gasoline engines. They did it for a while with the Thunderbird.
Yes.
But that's decades ago. And he says, oh, yeah, we are. And so this V6 EcoBoost, I was on Corollas the other day, and we were looking over this Explorer with this engine in it.
Yes.
Beautiful car, by the way.
Yeah.
The new Explorer. And I'm kind of going, they could put them in pickup trucks. You know, the F-150 sales,
yeah.
I'm told that over 40% of them are ordered with the EcoBoost V6, not the V8.
Yeah, I know,
and,
which is remarkable.
Oh, my God. So I'm looking at this little engine, and I'm thinking, I really want to have my way with this thing. So I'm going to be buying a few new Fords and use them as mules. I told you previously about this straight shot water methanol.
Yeah.
We did a 3-year-old BMW recently, a 3-liter inline six twin turbo gasoline burner.
Uh-huh.
Made 300 at the flywheel, 230 at the rear wheels, changing nothing, running pump gas.
Wow.
We took that with tuning and our straight shot methanol injection to 333. We picked up 103 horsepower.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And only on demand. You don't have to run this all the time.
Yeah.
But if you're looking at, if you're, I want to do the same thing with EcoBoost. We picked up 44% horsepower increase with a stock engine running pump gas. No other changes. That's why I say this is the automotive equivalent of crack. I mean, once you experience this, it's like, oh, my God. So my number on the Ford V6 is 500 horsepower. I want to get there in a streetable, reliable form. You get it when you want it. When you switch this arm, the system, and mm-hmm. go to the full throttle, we sense throttle position and boost and RPM and all that. And we inject the water methanol just like you would inject the fuel into the engine. In other words, we have an injection controller that is a serious piece of control technology. This is an 80-year-old idea. It was used during World War II on fighter aircraft for war power, as they used to call it, or it's shortened takeoff distances. We're doing the same thing, but we're taking it from the control technology of 30 years ago due to control technology of 2015. We're taken into the future. And you know I'm a futurist. You know I love this.
Of course, always have been.
And of course, you know, and I'm so amped. This hour, as we've talked, I know I'm buzzed. I know I'm talking fast, maybe a little loud. But when you're up here, Pikes Peak to me is as cool as any racing event. In fact, it may be absolutely. It's so cool, it's chill. This place is chill.
That's a great line.
Yeah.
And certainly the paving that just happened just a few years back has really opened up the gamut for everybody.
Oh, yeah. We've now got five guys who have done it in under 10 minutes. One of them, Reese Millen, he won it last year. And that car is being driven by Paul Dollenbach, my friend, who I raced with the last 2 years in the unlimited twin-turbo methanol-burning V8 that we did with Paul. So, and you know, the Millens, here's something really cool. Rod Millen is running an electric vehicle. There's four or five guys
no kidding.
Running world-class electric vehicles, and they, it wouldn't surprise me that the quickest thing on the mountain might be an electric vehicle. And now, we're only going 12 and a half miles in round figures.
Yeah.
And you can store, electric vehicles aren't known for range, but this is only 12 miles, you know?
Yeah.
So we're going to see how it goes. One thing for sure, I think we're going to have the fastest semi ever to run up here with this Freightliner Detroit. And, you know, what's so cool about this truck is that it is so wrong on this in this racing event. It's so wrong that it's right. It's so wrong that it's absolutely perfect.
It's going to turn a lot of heads and get a lot of attention, and no doubt I'm sure you're going to set a new record.
Last night at FanFest, all the fancy European rally cars and all of that, uh-huh. They were drawing crowds. The truck was, it was 10 deep around the truck. And Mike Ryan, he's a superstar. He's signing autographs constantly for 4 hours.
Fantastic.
The engine guy doesn't really get the attention that the driver does.
I know, so that's unfortunate.
I have to deal with that, you know.
Yes, but you are an automotive legend, my friend, and I thank you so much for joining us, and we'll all be rooting for you tomorrow, and maybe we'll do a follow-up interview with you in the weeks to come. But best of luck tomorrow, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
You are listening to the world's automotive superstation, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com.